A number of you have come over regarding chavrusas. If in fact things are not yet resolved in your native chavrusa, please have the shir come over. We can try to arrange an appropriate chavrusa. We had left off discussing the concept of Eidus Lekima Dava. We discussed the chiddush of Reb Chaim, whether in fact it's a function of chalos davar sheberva, or rather das davar sheberva. He pointed out several indications from the Shita Sarambam that chalos davar sheberva doesn't necessarily require Eidus Lekima Dava. As Reb Chaim points out in Perek Dal v'chizim v'chalitza, the Rambam indicates that a chalitza, even without Eidim, although it's a chalitza psula, but nonetheless, it is binding on the level of Daraisa. And Reb Chaim points out the Rambam never mentions that Yibur requires Eidus Lekima Dava, because certainly, although Yibum Chalitza is considered to be Chalos Dava Sheberva, as a result of Yibum she now becomes a full Eishas Ish, nonetheless, Das is not required, and therefore there is no requirement of Eidus Lekima Dava. So he pointed out other indications that you have in well, that this in fact is the Rambam Shita. We discussed the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus regarding shlichus. If a person goes ahead and appoints a shliach for purposes of gittin kedushin, is it necessary that the shliach be appointed in the presence of Eidus Lekima Madavar? The maisa kedushin, the maisa gerushin, of course requires Eidus Lekima Madavar, but the minu shlichus itself, can that be done privately, or does it require eidim? So the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that the fact that the Baal is allowed to appoint a shliach regarding gittin kedushin, that is not a unique halach of gittin kedushin, Davar Sheberva, but rather the Rambam writes that's the halach of shlichus, the chol Torah kula. And the Rambam is explicit. The Rambam writes that a shliach for the purpose of get is just like a shliach shehershel lahafdish lo truma. The Rambam writes explicitly, no difference in a freshish truma as opposed to a bal appointing a shliach for the purpose of gerushin. So the Rambam writes that how can you compare Hafrashash Truma to the case of Gerishin, Hafrashash Truma which does not require Eidim. So obviously, Minu Shlichus for the purpose of Hafrashash Truma does not require Eidim. However, Gerishin which requires Eidus Lekima Davar, even Minu Shlichus requires Eidus Lekima Davar as well. So he pointed out the following Chiddush, apparently this is exactly the Rambam Shita. If one would argue that any time you have something that impacts, that affects on a chalos, Dover Sheberva, so therefore, B'chor is the Ravid writes, Minu Shlichus certainly will affect the Chalos Dover Sheberva. Whether in fact she is an Eishas Ish or not will depend on the Minu Shlichus, and therefore, Eidus Lekima Dover is necessary. If, however, you assume that no, that Eidus Lekima Dover is necessary as a function of Das Dover Sheberva, so the Rambam writes the following Chiddush, that that Das is conveyed at the time of the Maisa Gerushin, the time of the Maisa Kedushin. However, the Minyan Shlichus, the Rambam writes, that's not uniquely true, Shluchos Shalom Kamosa, when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, but rather, that's the Halacha of Shlichus, B'chalav Torah Kula. And there's no difference in the quality of Shlichus, whether you're dealing with Hafrashas Truma, or whether you're dealing with cases of Gittin Kedushin. And then the Rambam goes on and distinguishes between a Baal who appoints a Shliach for Gerushin, as opposed to the Ishar. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Gerushin, V'med Vorm Amurim, that there's no need for Eidus Lekima Davar. That's if you're referring to the Baal who appoints a shliach. However, if the woman appoints a shliach for Kabbalah Saget, so in such a case, the shliach LeKabbalah requires Eidus Lekima Davar. One could have argued there should be no difference whatsoever between his shliach as opposed to her shliach. But that's the Chiddush Al Gabi Chiddush the Rambam. Number one is that when it comes to Baalos a shliach, the shlichus b'cholot ha-rekula, second Chiddush, this is not true when it comes to a Shliach LeKabbalah. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Why should that be true? So we pointed out that the Sugya and Kedushin and Daf Mamalach and Aleph quotes a separate Gzeiros HaKosov, that even though we know that a Baal can appoint a Shliach for the purpose of Gerushin, the Gemara says that how do we know that she can appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah? The Gemara says a Gzeiros HaKosov, Vishilcha Malame Shehi Osa Shliach. Tosis HaRosh was Baal Nasugya and Daf Mamalach. Why, in fact, is it necessary to have such a gzeiros hakosuv that she can appoint a shliach? If shlichus works for gerushin, why should there be a difference? The Tosfos HaRosh writes that, in fact, there is a world of difference between the Baal and the Isha. The Baal is the one who is the Baal HaChalos, the Baal HaGet. He controls the effect of the gerushin. His das is necessary. Mashenkin, when it comes to Isha, Isha misgareshes Baal Karcha. So therefore, Tosfos HaRosh writes that since Gerushin can even occur Bal Karcha the Isha, so therefore perhaps we would have argued that she cannot appoint a Shliach. And that's why it's necessary to have the Gzeres HaKasav of a Shilcha to tell us that no, nonetheless she is able to appoint a Shliach. What exactly is the link in Tosfos HaRash? The fact that Gerishin is Bal Karcha, therefore we would have thought that there is no Mini Shlichus. So we started to discuss that Sugi in Ksubis and Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph. There the Gemara is dealing with Mishpitei HaTnaim. All Tnaim are derived from the Tnai of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. So that's where the Gemara formulates the following Tnai, that Milsa de Isa Bishlichus, Isa B'Tnai. If it is something regarding which you can appoint a Shliach, so too you can affix a Tnai as well. Good, and all this is derived from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. So Tosfos and Ksuvos and Daf Ayin Dalad Aleph, their Maskal Tnai is bothered. Is this simply a Gzeres HaKasu? Anything which is similar to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that's the derivation of Mishpatei HaTnaim, and otherwise not. So Tosfos says, why don't you take it a step further? Why don't you argue that Tnai should only work for Nesinas Karka? After all, limit it further. How do you know to limit it to the cases of Milsit Isa B'Shlichus, Isa B'Tnai? So Tosfos comments that no, there is a great svara that links Shlichus and Tnai. These are not two distinct concepts, but rather, here, necessarily they go hand in hand. The fundamental question, as Tosfos argues, is this. Are you considered to be the Baal HaChalos, or are you not? These are indicators that yes, if I can, for example, go ahead and appoint a Shliach, that means I can control whether this will be Chal, whether this will not be Chal, I am considered to be the one who creates the Chalos. So in such a case, then Tosfos writes, very mistaber, Svaruhu to assume, that Kevan Diachal HaKaima Ayde Shliach, Svaruhu, that B'yod LaShvi Leitanah. If you can appoint a Shliach, and therefore your level of Das is required, Hu Hadinami, you can argue that it should only be Chal under this condition. However, if the Halacha would be that that's not true, that your Das is not considered to be relevant or necessary, Mehecha Teisi, that you can appoint a Shliach, or that you can go ahead and impose a Tanai. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos writes. That Milsud Isa B'Shlichus Isa B'Tanai is not just simply Gzeres HaKosuv Dimit Ebenei Gadam Eruvein, but if you are considered to be the absolute Baal HaChalos, so therefore, the result should be is you can appoint a Shliach and you can affix a Tanai as well. Coming back to Tosfos HaRash, then you understand very well. When it comes to a Baal who appoints a Shliach, he clearly is the Baal HaGed. He controls the Chalos. And therefore, it's very mistaber that he can go ahead and affix a Tanai, he can appoint a Shliach. Is that a unique Gzeres HaKasuv? Certainly not. That's Halach of Shlichus, B'Chalot HaRakula. To say that a woman can appoint a Shliach with Kabbalah, that's a Tosfos HaRash comments, that's a great Kiddush, because her Das is not necessary for Maisa Gerishin, and if so, she certainly is not the Balas HaChalos. She doesn't have a say, Nikar Hadin, in terms of whether Gerishin is or is not Chal. So therefore, Mehecha Teisa, that she can appoint a Shliach for the purpose of Kabbalah. That's exactly why it's necessary to have a Gzeres HaKasuv of Bishilcha, to teach us Melamed Shehi Osa Shliach. That's the Gzeres HaKasuv. One could even understand the Gzeres HaKasuv one of two ways. One could argue as follows, that Enochinami, the halacha is that he is considered to be the absolute Baal HaGet. And her Das is absolutely irrelevant when it comes to Maisa Gerishin. And it's a separate Gzeres HaKasuv of Shilcha to tell us that Melamed Shehi Osa Shliach. Or maybe one could argue in a very different sense. Maybe one could argue what's true. That Isha Miskaresh Es Bal Karcha. That's true. But Bemed from Amurim, that's only when, as the Parsha dictates, V'nasan B'yada. When the Mais in the scene is done, B'yad HaIsha. Maybe that's not true when it comes to Shliach. When it comes to her appointment of a Shliach, there, look, the get is not going actually to her hand, Liyad HaIsha. So how is it that my segerish in Yisrael? Maybe that's the chiddush of the pasuk Bishulcha. That there, you require Das HaIsha. You have two options in terms of Maisa Gerishin. The get can be delivered to the Yad HaIsha, that can even be Bal Karcha, or the get can be delivered to the Shliach of Isha, Lidata, based on her level of Das. If that's true, you understand the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, and that is, Mini Shlichus for the Isha, that certainly is not Shlichus B'Cholot HaRakula, but rather, that is a uniquely true concept when it comes to Dabar Sheberva. And that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita that requires Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Now, that's the Chiddush that the Rambam formulates. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar is not necessary for him. He is absolutely the Baal HaGet, and therefore, that's Shlichus B'Chalot HaRakula. Mashenkin, when it comes to Shlichus L'Kabbalah. It is a Chiddush, not for us, when you look through those Rambams, right? You see that the Rambam writes this not only when it comes to Gerushin, but the Rambam writes this in Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus as well. Right? One could have argued that this Halchiddush, Aleihis Lakiyama Davar, that's only necessary when it comes to Gerushin. When it comes to Gerushin, you require Das Habal, you don't require Das Isha. Ishi Miskaresh Espal Karachas Tosas Arash writes. So therefore, very reasonably, I could argue that his is the Parsha Shlichus Bachal Torah Kula, Shlichus for Kabbalah Saged. That's a uniquely true concept that's function of Dabar Shaberva, and that requires Eidus Lekiyama Dabar. But the Rambam writes the Chiddush al Gabe Chiddush. The Rambam writes that this need for Eidus Lekiyama Dabar, as far as Shlichus of Isha, is not only true when it comes to Gerushin, it's even true when it comes to Kiddushin as well. That's a very, very great Kiddush. Now, even though when it comes to Kiddushin, we usually assume that there, right, there's reciprocal das. There's Das Habal and there's Das Isha. Certainly, an Isha is Miskareshes Bal Karcha, but certainly Kedushin cannot apply Bal Karcha. Apparently, you see, according to the Rambam Shita, that even in Kedushin, there's a fundamental difference between the Das Habal as opposed to the Das Isha. Let's assume, for example, a person is Kone Chayfetz. So you have two players, the Kone and the Makne. So you have Das Kone and you have Das Makne. Is that really true when it comes to Kedushin as well? There's a concept of a kinyan of Kedushin. But the Ramban points out as mentioned. Kedushin daf tes zayin. It's not a kinyan dinim amanos. It's a kinyan shal yisur. But are these two equal parties in the Maisa Kedushin? There's Das Kone, there's Das Makne. Apparently you see according to Ram that's not true. That even in terms of Kedushin, there's a difference in the level of Das Habal as opposed to the Das Aisha. And therefore, Einachinami, it's a great Chiddush that a woman can appoint a Shliach for the purpose of Kedushin, and that requires Eidus Lekiyama Davar. It's more easily understood when it comes to Gerushin, as Tosfos HaRash writes, Isha Miskaresh Espal Karcha. But perhaps the Chiddush is true even when it comes to Kedushin as well. If you're interested just in further Marmakamos, this is spelled out explicitly. In the Ran in the Dharma, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, a lengthy piece that the Ran has, where the Ran writes black and white that even though you cannot marry one Bal Karcha, that certainly is the case, but that does not mean that the Das Ha'ish and the Das Habal are on the same plane when it comes to Kedushin. Gerushin, of course, but even when it comes to Kedushin as well. If you take a look at the Avnei Miluim in Siman Chav Zayin, Avnei quotes this Ran has nafkaminis la'alocha between the Das Ha'ish and the Das Ha'isha in this instance. Points out this unique concept of the Das Dabar Shaberva. To what extent is this true when it comes to the Baal in Kedushin? To what extent is it true regarding the Isha Ismail? So this Sugin Ksuvus, Nevayin Dal Amad Aleh, Milsid Isa B'Shlichus Isa B'Tnai, tells us the following Kiddush, that there are certain institutions, like Gittin, Kedushin, Mekach, Memkar, where it's not just simply that you are performing the Maisa Kinyan, or the Maisa Gerushin, or the Maisa Kedushin, but much more than that. You are affecting, you are creating the Chalos. And the Chalos is a function of your Das. And therefore, it's very reasonable to assume, if I control the Chalos, I can do so B'tnai, I can do so Ayyadei Shliach Hezman. So I wanted you to take a look, right, that a piece Rabbi Chanan has, this is found in the Kovetz Ha'aros, Nivamos, in Simen Ayin Hov. Rabbi Chanan distinguishes between two different categories of Chalos. There are certain areas, like Kinyanim, or like Gitnin Kedushin, where not only is the Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa Gerushin, the Maisa Kedushin created Al Yedei Adam, but even its Chalos is Al Yedei Adam as well. The language Rabbi Chanan uses, Sha'adam hu ha'poles chalos hadin. The person creates the chalos. And then there are other cases that you have where that's not true whatsoever. That certainly, from the perspective of the act which is necessary, so that requisite act is done al yedei koach ha'adam. However, the chalos is something which is bame'elav. The chalos is something which kicks in automatically, irrespective of the das of the one who has performed that given act. For example, Rabbi Chanan says when it comes to Shechita, Shechita no doubt requires Maisa Shechita. Shechita requires Al-Pedin will be called Koach Gavra. The Maisa Shechita, right, has to be done Al Yedei Adam. But certainly the Chalos Heter, Adam Einu Hamatir, El HaShechita Atzma Materes. The Torah simply dictates the following. When a Maisa Shechita is done, certain halachos will necessarily follow. It is not that you are creating in any shape or form that concept of chalos enter. So Rabbi Yochanan contrasts, for example, Gittin, Kedushin, Kinyanim on the one hand, with something like Shechita on the other, where the chalos is something which is Bamei Elav, Koach Adam, Koach Gavra is necessary for Maisa Shechita. What are the differences between these two cases? So number one, Rabbi Yochanan writes the whole concept of Tanai. Tanai is only possible in the first category, not in the second. If I am the Baal HaChalos, and the Chalos is something that I create, yes, that's the Sugim Ksuvas and Daf Ayin Dalet. Then I can go ahead and establish a Tanai. I can make a Kinyan Al Tanai, a Gerishin Al Tanai, Kedushin Al Tanai. Is it possible to have a Shchit Al Tanai? Certainly not. The Torah says if a Maisa Shchit is done, automatically it results in a Chalos Heter. Certainly there's no concept of Tanai. No? I cannot simply say that I am doing the Maisa Shchita, and if such and such will occur, then the Heter Achil, the Heter Shchita, will in fact be Cham. Good? Rabbi Yochanan goes a step further. He writes, can you have a Chalos La'achar Zman? If you control the Chalos, then absolutely yes. You can have a Chalos which kicks in Miad, you can have a Chalos which is La'achar Zman. You can be Kona Chayfes La'achar Zman, La'achar Shloshim Yom, you can have Kedushin La'achar Shloshim Yom, Gerishin La'achar Shloshim Yom. You certainly cannot have a Shechita La'achar Shloshim Yom. A person will perform a Maisa Shechita, B'tnai, that the Heter Achila Shebichal La'achar Shloshim Yom. Certainly, that would not be true. Or, for example, similar to this case, what the Gemara calls Shir B'kinyano. Can I argue that this Chalos will be binding for A and not for B? Right, this is a sugya, for example, in Gittin and Daf Pei Beis and Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara discusses the case, for example, of Chutz L'ploni. Can a person go ahead and divorce his wife? Hareyat muteris l'chalodam, but shir b'kinyano, chutz miploni. You're allowed to marry whoever you want, but as far as this person is concerned, you're still considered to be an esh hasish. Or can a person do the opposite? The sugya and Daf Pei Gimel in Gittin. Can a person do a maisa kedushin and saying, as far as your relationship with the whole world, you are an esh hasish, chutz liploni. However, regarding this particular person, you are not considered to be an esh hasish or a pnuya. So that's what the Gemara discusses, the possibility of a maisa gerushin or a maisa kedushin of shir v'kinyano chutz liploni. The Gemara says the following, that in principle, maybe such a concept of shibikin would be possible. The Gemara just says the following, but wait, when it comes to Gerishin, the Pasuk says Sefer Krisus. Kruz Gita means that it has to create an absolute severance. So therefore you can't have a get, which tells us that, yes, you are divorced from me regarding everyone else except for that person, because then you're still establishing relationship between the Baal and Isha. And the Gemara says that halacha, right, perhaps is not only true of Gerishin, but applies to Kedushin as well. But in principle, without the concepts of Sefer Krisus, of Kros Gita, Makish Shavaya Liyatsiya, it would have been possible to envision such a chalos, which is chal for A, not chal for B. One would argue perhaps this is true even in Kedushin as well, as Rabbi Chanan writes, Ilav, Hekesha, Gerishin, Devin, and Krisus. If not for the Hekesh, of Gerishin and Kedushin. What about when it comes to something like Shechita? Obviously not. There's no such concept of Shir V'kinyanu. I can do a Maisa Shechita and argue that Behetra Achila is Chal for A and not Chal for B? Certainly not. You don't have to come up with any Gzeres HaKosu. In Gerishin, that's what the Gemara says, that Gzeres HaKosu, that this will not meet the benchmark, the requirement of Sefer Krisus. However, when it comes to something where you do not control the Chalos, there's nothing to discuss whatsoever. The same thing Rabbi Yochanan writes is true when it comes to Schus Chazara. If the Chalos is a function of my Das, perhaps we'll argue that it's possible to rescind that Das. Sometimes they have a Schus Chazara. Let's say a person makes a Kinyan, for example. No? So the Gemara recognizes, the Sugi and the Rayan of Nadarim, the Pezayin, that there's a concept, for example, of Tolkit Edibur. A person can create the Chalos, and it's possible for a person to retract. We'll have to discuss. The Gemara writes again, a yotzei min haklal, to schus chazara, right, just getting in kedushin. But in principle, if you are the Bala Chalos, and your Das is what determines that this is Chal, so therefore, sometimes you can revoke that Das. Certainly, any Sus Chazara is impossible, right? When it comes to something like Shechita, a person will do a Maisa Shechita and a Heter Achil is Chal, and a person will now say, I changed my mind. So you'll ask me, a person can't change his mind, why not? He'll tell me, Lo Asi Dibur Mabato Maisa. You'll tell me because the window of time of Tov Dibur has passed. No. You'll tell me that you are not the Bala Chalos. The Chalos is not defined as a result of your Das. Obviously, there's no Schus Chazara whatsoever. Rabbi Chanan even quotes Atosis and Nazir and Daf Yud Aleph regarding the following issue. Let's assume, for example, a person makes an inappropriate tanan. Let's assume the sugya in kedushin daf yotes, the sugya in ksuvas and daf nivav. A person says harayat mukudeshesli, amanasha ein lachalai shir ksus va'am. So a person wants to undergo the kedushin, but he doesn't want any of the responsibilities of yishus, right? So he formulates it tanai exempting him from shir ksus va'am. So let's assume Rav Meir shita, that's an illegitimate tanai. In a mas, mashakasa b'tor cannot be done. So what's the halacha in such a case? In a mas, mashakasa b'tor. At first glance, I would have said nothing. No, a person wants to marry this woman, right? You cannot have such a marriage, and therefore I would have said at first glance, the kedushin is not chal. So Tosis points out in Ksuvas Nafnun Vav, that's a lengthy Tosis from an Aleph Antam Beis. Where Tosfos writes, that's not true. What's the halacha if a person makes such a tanai according to Rav Meir? It's an illegitimate tanai. And what's the halacha? They're fully married with a chiyuv of Sher Ksus Va'ona. The tanai is batel. An attempt to make an illegitimate tanai, we just erase the tanai. Erase the tanai. Tosfos even points out this is pretty unbelievable because this is a Rav Meir shita. Rav Meir is the one who always requires a tanai kafel. So what did the husband say at the time of my Kedushin? He said, I am only marrying you if and only if I am exempt from Shirk Sisvona. And if I am obligated in Shirk Sisvona, I do not want to marry you. So what's the halacha? They're married with a full chiyuv of Shirk Sisvona. Tosfos is bothered by that, no? But that's the halacha. If a person makes an illegitimate tanai, the tanai is batel, but the maisa is kaya. We don't just say forget it. And therefore, the Kedushin was not chal. Why exactly is that true? Tosfos and Nazir, Daf Yud Aleph writes, fascinating Kiddush, right? And that is that ain Kedushin lechatzayim. You can't have a mix of issues. The Torah doesn't recognize privilege of issues without the responsibility of issues. So therefore, when you'll say harayat mekudeshesli, the Kedushin is chal, and any type of exemption is absolutely bottom. So Mechanan is bothered by the following. The case we just mentioned of Shir Bekinyano, Chutz Leploni. Would you say the same thing is true there as well? A person says to him in Harayat Mekudeshesli, but then asks Chutz Leploni. As far as everyone else is concerned, you're Nashis Ish. As far as these people are concerned, you're still a Pnuyim. Illegitimate tonight. That's the Gemara suggests not Begim. So what's the halacha in such a case? There Rabbi Chanan writes, we don't assume that the nais is kayim and the tanai is batel. We don't assume that they're fully married. We assume that that's ludicrous. That is not considered to be a kedushin in any shape or form. We don't say that shir b'kinyan becomes batel and the kedushin is kayim. But adrabah, ha-kedushin b'teilim. So why is there a difference? Why is there a difference between harayat mekudeshesli as opposed to chutz l'ploni? In the case of shirk s'sfona, we say the kedushin is kayim with the chiyuv of shirk s'sfona. Mashen kein, in the case of chutz l'ploni, we assume there's no ma'isa kedushin whatsoever. And that's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rabbi Chanan answers, he thinks that this whole issue, this whole chakira, is what drives that difference. Are you creating the chalos? Or is this something which is in fact imposed? Rabbi Chanan writes the following Kiddush. Ha'isu l'chol ha'olam nasa ayidei ha'makadesh. The chalos yishus, that as a result of Ma'aseh Kedushin, you are forbidden to everyone, you're not Eishes Ish. There, that is the chalos that you, the Bialim, create. And therefore, the Esher, it's impossible that she should be forbidden, l'mi shalos or ha'makadesh. Therefore, if you will say explicitly, chutz l'ploni, it is impossible for us to impose that Yisr. All we can say is the Torah doesn't recognize such an Yisr, and therefore what you did is meaningless. And therefore the Kedushin is batel. But Sherk Susvona, that is not a chalos that you create, that's not a shibud that you create, that's not a hischaivus midas. Well, the reason I'm obligated in Sherk Susvona is because that's what I had in mind. Out of the goodness of my heart, I obligate myself in Shirk Sosvona. Of course not. That doesn't require my das. That is a shibud that the Torah imposes. And ve'ein sar Hashem HaKadosh yischai v'satzo bazeh. That imposition, that chiv Shirk Sosvona, is not a function of my das. And therefore, once you express das kedushin, we will automatically assume that the chiv Shirk Sosvona kicks in. The fact that as a result of Ma'aseh Kedushin, she is an Eishes Ish was Asur L'chol Olam, that is the Chalos Yishus, which is created Al Yidei HaBaal. So in such a case, you cannot create the Chalos that the Baal did not intend. So if the Baal attempts to do something crazy, Chutz L'Ploni, the most you can argue is, look, the Torah doesn't recognize such an institution, and what you did is nonsense. HaKedushin B'Teilin. If, however, you're trying to impose a tnai, amna shena chashirk susvona, regarding something you don't control, but it's a shibud that the Torah imposes, that's what will slap you and say that, what do you mean? The mice is knayim and the tnai is bata. That's Rabbi Chanan's chiddush. Why there's a difference? Some tnai we assume mice kayam, sometimes we assume, no, the mice cannot be kayam. You can't create the chalos ishus without das habal. So you can't just simply say you're married and you're asa l'chuliyam even to Phonyism. Further difference. Right? The sugi and tmura and dafdal the mabains. Quotes machlokas between Abayi and Rava. That's a famous machlokas which is called Komilsadam Rahman Musavid, Iavid Mihani, Iavid Lomahani. The Torah says you should not do something. It's an Isser. And you do so. In such an instance, right? Mahani or Lomahani? Does the Torah recognize that chalos, or does it not recognize that chalos? The Torah says, for example, when you give truma, you're supposed to take the best and give it to the kohen. A person is Torah min hara layafa. He gives the psolus to the kohen. Not allowed to do that. An isser. So the fact that the person violated isser, do we argue, but nonetheless, the chalos hafrashi is binding? Or do you argue, no, the Torah said you should not do so, and therefore in principle, the Torah does not recognize that type of hafrosha. Or the Gemara suggests, for example, onesh shegirish. A person is ma'anis an isha. And therefore, what does the pasuk say? One is ma'anis an arabesula, right? One of the results is losi l'isha. He's obligated, if she desires to marry her, he is not allowed to divorce her. What happens if he does divorce her? The Torah says you're not allowed to do so. A woman who you're not allowed to divorce. If there is a Ma'aseh Gerushin, does the Torah recognize that Ma'aseh Gerushin, or is it not? The Gemara says that at least at first glance should depend on this machlokes, where Abayi says something is forbidden, but nonetheless Mahani, and Rava says that no, I'avid, lo Mahani. Rabbi Chanan discusses, what about the case in Chulin Daf Yedaleh? What about the case of Shochet B'Shabbos? Shochet B'Shabbos. There the Mishnah says, good, a person is Mechal Shabbos, but Shchitas Al Ksheira. Tosus there's raised issue in Chulin Daf Yedaleh, if a person is a Mechal Shabbos, why isn't he considered to be Dino Kimumar and Shchitas Mumar? Should be a shchita which is psula. But there's no psul of shochet b'shabbos. Why not? Why don't you say that's a case of lo mahani? The Torah said you should not do so, And therefore, if you do so, the Torah doesn't recognize that chalos. So Rabbi Chanan writes, he thinks the same nafkamina applies as well. When you're talking about the chalos that you create, and you created an improper chalos, gerishin, in the case of the Torah, says lo si elisha, an improper hafrasha which requires das bailin. So then, Rabbi can argue, yavid lo mahani. But Rabbi Chanan writes the same chiddush, that if you have something where the chalos kicks in, irrespective of the das bailin, because in such a case, everyone agrees, yavid mahani. We do not assume that the shechita is considered to be null and void simply because it was done by Yisrael. The only time we assume that that's true is when the chalos is al yedei adam. Then you can argue that that's true. The same thing is true, for example, regarding the principle of enan amosa davar sheino shalom, Rabbi Chanan writes. When do we assume that's true? Enan amosa davar sheino shalom, and the same lamdus. When I create the chalos requires das, I'll add one word. Not just das, but das violin. It means das of the bala chalos. If something is not mine, ain't an amosa, davar sheino shalom. How can you have das violin? If I, for example, own this table, and I place an object which is absolute muktz on the table, so therefore my das will term that table as a basis davarasa. If someone also go ahead and put his object on my table, there's no das bailin. But the table does not become basis davarasa. It's not his to control. And in a most davarshino shalom, that certainly would only apply in cases again where you control the chalos, you require das, and das means das bailin. In an area, for example, where the effect occurs irrespective of any level of das. Let's assume a taruv is a basa b'chala. For some reason, the shelf shakes, and the muk falls into the meat. You can say, enem osa davar sheino shalom. It has to be the baal who goes in and consciously mixes the basa b'chala. Certainly not. That is something that occurs me'elav, irrespective of needed das. In such an instance, that's Rabbi Chanan's further difference. And then Rabbi Chanan writes the following chiddush. He thinks that this is also true regarding Eidus L'Kiyumah. Ein davar shebepachus mishnayim, not lebir hadavar, but l'kiyum hadavar. That is only when you are creating the chalos. When you are creating the chalos issues, the chalos gerishin, the chalos kedushin. So in such a case, your das is needed. Then edus l'kiyumah davar is in fact required. When it comes, for example, to yibum, when it comes to chalitza, there that's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanan. What does it mean you don't require das? It means the chalos is b'me'elav. It is not something that you are creating. The Torah says, ma'isa yibum, ma'isa chalitza, and necessarily this is the fact. And therefore, right, when it comes to yibum, when it comes to cases like chalitza, no need for edus l'kiyumah davar, because again, the chalos is similar to a case of shechita. And that's what Rabbi Chanan goes on and discusses. When it comes to chalitza, is there a tznai when it comes to chalitza? Can chalitza be performed that the heter l'shuk will only be chal? If so, if this condition is met, can chalitza be done ayidei shlichus? That's again what Rabbi Chanan points out. But that should not be the case. In chalitza, the Torah has maisa chalitza, but the chalos heter l'shuk, right? That's like a chalos heter achila. Now that is not something which is determined by das adam. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out the following chiddush: when we discuss the differences between eris and nisuin, one of them we mentioned is simply the chiyuv of sher ksus va'ona. Sher ksus va'ona is not chal from the time of erisin, but from the time of nisuin. And I'll see our first sugya. What about higiyah hazman lo nisuin? What happens if the chassan is dragging his feet? Maybe we'll assume, right, mitrabanan, the chamin will impose certain shibudim. Good. But the chiyuv of sher ksus va'ona, right? Shas nisuin. The Rav was bothered by the following. The Sikhi we just mentioned. About Masna Masha Kosta V'Torah, the Sikhi Kedushin Daf Yates, and Ksuvas and Daf Nun Vav, Hareyat Mekudeshus Li Amanah Shein Achalai Shir Ksus Vonim. Is it good? Is it not good? Is it Masna Masha Kosta V'Torah? Is it not? The Rav was bothered by a simple thing. Shir Ksus Vonim is Chami Shas Nisun. And when is this not being formulated? Hareyat Mekudeshus Li Amanah Shas Irisin. Shas Erisin. That's somewhat unusual. I understand Chutz L'Ploni, that's a Tznag which is relevant B'Shas Erisin. B'Shas Erisin is an Isra V'Shas Ish. So a person, right, makes this Tznag. Is it binding? Is it not binding? B'Sher K'sus V'Ona, that's a Tznag which is formulated B'Shas Erisin. Hareyat Mekudeshesli. So I've suggested exactly this point. That the Kinyan of Ishus, the Das, Davar Shabbat Erevah. That is something which is only expressed B'Shas Erishin, not Shas Nisuin. Shas Nisuin is just simply an Eishas Ish who up until this point was B'Veis Abiyah. Now she's an Eishas Ish B'Veis Abaal. So that's exactly the Chiddush of the Gemara. You can't have a T'nai B'Nisuin in and of itself. If you want there to be any such T'nai that affects Nisuin, you have to formulate that tnai b'shas erisin as part of the das davar shebereva. That's exactly why it's hareat mukudeshus li amanas shein lachalai shir ksus v'ona. A tnai would not work when it comes to areas of nisun. Or as Slavichik point out the following chiddush: there's a concept of shlichus when it comes to erisin. That's certainly true. Ish mekadesh bo b'shlucho. Is there shlichus when it comes to nisuin? The Rav pointed out that no. Just like milsid yisub shlichus yisub b'tnai. When you have the chalos, which is a function of das violin, then you can have shlichus, then you can have tnai, then you can have shir b'kinyano, kinyan achar zman. When it comes to nisuin, that's not necessarily the kinyan of ishus. Just simply, the ishus ishu is now b'beis habal, so therefore, Hechatesa, there would be shlichus when it comes to nisuin. We'll have to go through the five shitas, right, in the Rishonim, exactly what is the definition of nisuin. One day in the Mordechai, near the very beginning of Ksuvos, right, is that the badekin is nisuin. And that's the comment that the No Divi Yehuda underscores, it's found in Yeradei and Shimon Beis. Where it's necessary that the chassan do the badekin. He's the player. He's the one who is creating the nisuin. If someone else will just do the badekin, how can you argue that's considered to be the nisuin? The practice was not to be the rights in many communities that bystander to the badekin. So Rabbi Yehuda writes that certainly it's not going to be the nisuin. But there the Rabbi Yehuda comments the following. Why? Because it has to be either the chassan. Then the Rabbi Yehuda writes the following line. If the chassan is mechaved, right, the Mesader Kedushin, the Rav, to do the badekin, maybe that would work because shluchu shalom kamosa. Slavichik just went a step further. That not only can a bystander not do the badekin, but a shliach cannot do so, because nisuin is a milsad less of a shlichus. You can discuss shlichus when you're talking about the chalos eishas ish that requires das davar shebereva. But if in fact you are going to assume that that is in fact the nisuin, then it's crucial that the nisuin be done al yedei habal and not even done al yedei shliach. Let alone the no debiyu that you can't have a stranger or a bystander go ahead and do so. We had mentioned earlier, just simply the Tosus who comments, again just very briefly, that the reason that the Mishnah says Basula Nises is because if in fact the Mishnah would tell us no sinas habasula, so Tosus says that Hava mina fila bal karacha, maybe would have argued that Nisuin can even bal karacha. On what basis we argue that's true? Nisuin is Bal Karacha. So if you take a look here in the daf, the Chachma Shlomo, Yeah, take a look at Shikim Kubetzes. Shikim Kubetzes writes, Hey, Chatesin is Sunk Mel Karcho. So Shita writes simply, because Sekvani Skadshan. Because what do you mean? She already accepted the Kedushin Midata. So maybe one would have argued that since she already accepted the Kedushin with full Das, so therefore the Nisuin can be Bal Karcho. How can that be? If Nisuin was part of the Kinyan of Yishus, more difficult to assume that Nisuin can possibly be Bal Karcho. However, if you argue that the Kinyan of Yishus is Erisin, and Nisuin is just simply the Yishus Yishus Nam Sabal, one could perhaps envision that once the Das, the Ratzon Yishus, is already expressed, maybe that can even occur Bal Karcho as well. And even the Kamashmlana, that no, that's not true, that you can't have Nisuin Bal Karcho, does not necessarily mean, therefore you need, right, Das Dover Sheberva. I mean, Zeno Chinami, you can't drag the woman to the chuppah against her will, certainly not. Some degree of Ratzon, of Haskam is necessary. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the same Das, which is required at the time of Erisin, is true when it comes to Nisuin as well. There's a fascinating Hagos Maimonides. This is found in Hilchos Yishus, in Perachav Beis and Oz Beis. Hagos Maimonides quotes Machlokas Rishonim regarding the following. What happens in a case of a Ketana Shniskadsha Al Yedei Avinu? The father married her off. So the father expressed the proper Das at the time of the Erisin. And all of a sudden now, before the Nisun was done, the father died. What happens in such a case? Can one envision Nisun on a level of Daraisa? If the father had died before Erisin, so we have a Kedusha Miyun, Kedusha on level of the Rabbanon. What happens in this case? When the Kedusha was Schal Daraisa, can one envision that there can be Nisuin on a level of Daraisa if she is simply just a Ketana? She certainly cannot express Das. If we should argue, right, Hagos Maimonides writes explicitly, Machlokas Rishonim, if we should assume that that's true at Mikra Hadin, that even without the Av, Mesa Av, and the Ketana is not considered to be Bas Das, but nonetheless you can have Nisuin a level of Daraisa with all the Nafkaminis that we mentioned, clearly in fact that would indicate that the Kinyan and the Das Dover Sheberva is necessary B'Shas Erisin, but not in order to render an Eishas Ishu, is not Mesa Baal. And it's true that that cannot be done by Karach, as Artosu says, but maybe one could suggest the Chiddush that yes, a Ketana, right, true, she can't express Das, but Al Pidin, that's not called that which is Bal Karach. Maybe one could argue yes. Maybe one could argue that even if you don't need requisite Das for Nisuin, but a Ketana is even capable of, right, simple acquiescence of a Haskama Seisha, it's tantamount to Bal Karach. It's Mufurish, Machlokas Rishonim, Hagos Maimonides. It's a striking possibility that if you have Erisin Midaraisa, Das is not necessary for Nisuin. Hagos Maimonides discusses the whole case, right? What happens in Skacha de Havia and Umei Sa'av? What happens if subsequently Umei Sa'isha? Right? Do we assume Bal Yoresh is Ishto? Or is it her Krovim that are Yoresh? Right? After all, Yerusha Sabal, as we discussed, it's one of the differences between Arius and Nisuin. Can you have Nisuin on a level of Daraisa if Mesa'av, right, prior to Nisuin but after the Arius? Let me mention quickly just a couple more points regarding Das Dover Sheber. Are there any other halachas that seem to indicate that the Das which is required for Gittin Kedushin is not just Das B'chalot Tarakula comparable to Mekka Chumemka, but rather it's a heightened level of Das? Reb Chaim explained the need for Eidus Lakimanu. So the Gemara I just mentioned earlier in the Nedarim and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph discusses the sugi of Tov Kedei Dibur. And that's where the Gemara mentions that yes, B'chalot Tarakula, Tov Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. If a person goes ahead and makes a Kinyan, there is some window of time which is a Schus Chazar, albeit small, for some kinyanim chalipim, for example, the Gemara says it's a somewhat broader window of time, but in principle there is a schus chazar, tokelim. The Gemara says that there are exceptions where we do not assume that tokelim is kedir dami, and among the exceptions is mekadesh shumaganish. A person marries a woman, immediately he realizes his mistake, right? And all of a sudden now he wants out schus chazara. No, there's no schus chazara of tokelim or kedir dami when it comes to kedushin, when it comes to gerushin. He gives his wife a get, and instantaneously he realizes the terrible mistake that he's making. No? So in such an instance, there is no schus chazara. Why exactly is that true? The Ran writes here in the Dharma Daf Pei Zayin and Aleph that when it comes to gittin kedushin, kevin de chamiri kulahai, einanam also some ella bahaskama gemura, and therefore afilu chazara tokri dibor lo mahani. Gittin kedushin is something which a person does bahaskama gemura. And therefore, there is absolutely no possible recourse of chazar. As we discussed, that which requires the lowest level of das, like das hafla, it's the easiest to make, to create, but the easiest to break. Pesach and charata. Mekach u'memkar, heightened level of das, in principle, schus chazara, for a very limited amount of time, tokeni dibur. Here, the Ran writes, you have something which is mamish, haskama gemura. So then, there's no possibility of schus chazara whatsoever. What does the Ran mean? An umtana? Just a presumption? This is pretty serious. And therefore, sometimes people casually purchase things without thinking. The Torah gives them a schus chazara. This is something which is of such consequence, so therefore there's no schus chazara whatsoever. Maybe it's not just simply a presumption. When the person made the maisa kedushin, maisa gerushin, he was not doing so bearing in mind that there's any possible recourse of chazar. If you look, for example, in Avnei Miluim, it's found in Simen Laman Aleph, in Sivkot Mitesvav, in Sivkot Mitesh. Avnei assumes that what the Ran means is just a simple umdana. When a person makes a kinyan, so the players realize that there's a attorney review, there's a window of time that you can retract. But no one assumes that when it comes to Gidin Kedushin. Avnei Lum assumes no, that this is true lahalacha. Just like lo asi dibur mevata maisim, when a person will go ahead and do a concrete act, you can't say never mind. So too, the gittin and kedushin requires such a high level of das that is not subject to chazara. So it could very well be again that the whole concept of schus chazara, and the fact that there is no possibility of tol kedir dibur, also is a function of the heightened level of das of davar shebe'er. Then there's a further difference. This is the first piece of the Birch HaShmua, Meseches Kedushin, Simen Aleph, when he writes the following chiddush b'shem Reb Chaim. This should be relevant to many sugyas in Kedushin. Is there a need for amira for kedusha? When I make a normal kinyan, mekach u'memkar, umdana is sufficient. You go to a store, you make purchases, and the things are going on the conveyor. Right, so you turn to the cashier and say, "And with this money, I am acquiring this and this and this." Don't you think you're crazy? Obviously, that's what's happening. No, you're taking the goods and you're paying for it. What about when it comes to kedushin? We always speak about some level of amira. Nasanu, vamrahi. What if she does the amira and he does the nasina? Is that sufficient? Is it insufficient? Why is that true? Why is there amira when it comes to kedusha? Is that again just simply because we have no clue as to why he is giving her this gift? Whether it's a matana, or whether it's a halva, or whether it's kesef kedusha? So in order to make it clear as to what's happening, it's necessary to have some form of dibur. So the Baruch Shmuel quotes Rav Shem Reb Chaim, this great, great Kiddush, that no, that when you're dealing with regular das b'chalot ha-rakula, umdana is sufficient. You're paying the cashier, you're taking the goods, obviously. Right? But not when it comes to kitten kedusha. There, Das Dover Shaberva requires not only Edus Lekima Dover, but it requires Amira. And even in a case, for example, of Nasan Hu Vamrahi, if she will do the Amira, and it's absolutely clear why he is giving the Kesef Kedushin, that will not be a valid Kedushin, because Ki Kaf Lo Kisikaf Lo Kisilokaf. He must do the Maisa Kedushin. And Maisa Kedushin is not just simply the Nesina, but also the Amir as well. This is a point made as well by the Nesivas. The Nesivas in the Sefer Torah as Gittin is found in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph in Sivkot Nisamach Vav, where he writes, when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, Afilu Ika Umdu Demuchav Tuva, even if it's absolutely clear, Lo Mahani Ad Ika Dibur, Dibur is necessary. And that's the sugi of Nasan Hu Vamrahi. Beis Yosef quotes Rishonim, even if he agrees, he says, Hain, that's insufficient. Kedushin Dibura Be'inan, V'lo Mahani Umdra Demucha. And in fact, the whole sugi of Yesh Yad LeKedushin, Yadayim Ochichos, Hav Yadayim, Lo Hav Yadayim. What happens if the Baal uses some incomplete language? All of that indicates that there is a need for Dibur, for Amira. When it comes to Kedushin, here Reb Chaim writes, this is uniquely true when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, right, as a result of that heightened level of Das Dover Shebereva, Umdin is insufficient. You have to have a Dibra Mufurosh, and it has to be in the presence of Eidus Lekima Dover. There's no possibility of Sfas Chazara. This is certainly true when it comes to Eirsin. And this is what we've been pointing to when it comes to Nisuin. That's not the kinyan of Yishus necessarily. Maybe Nisun doesn't even require das whatsoever. The Chiddush Misan HaGos Maimonos. But rather, Nisun is just simply Eishus Ish, who is the Beis HaBaal. And this is not what gives rise to the Deus and the Rishonim. At exactly what point in time do we assume Nisun takes place? If you're talking about the kinyan of Yishus, that's absolutely clear. Kesef Shtar and Bia. But the Beis HaBaal, that is something which is highly unclear. So if you take a look at the run, here in our first sugya, Aleph Med Aleph Medapi Arif, Dibra Maschil O, the run refers you to the sheet of the Rambam. This is the sheet of the Machaber, and Ebenezer and Simenon Hei Sif Aleph. What is the definition of Nisuin, the definition of Chuppah? The Rambam writes that, V'yichud zehu anikra knisa l'chuppah. And this is Nisuin Bechamachu. Yichud. As the Rambam writes in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam adds the following, V'hu tia ru'uy l'biya. Yichud harayu l'biya. That is the definition of Nisuin. And therefore the Rambam writes as Chiddush, Im haysa nida, Afafi shenichnas l'chupa, Lo gamru ha'nisuin. If you have a chupas nida, the definition of nisun is yichud harayu l'biya, and therefore the Rambam writes in such a case, harehi ke'arusa adayin. That's the Rambam's definition of nisun. Yichud harayu l'biya is when she becomes an eishes ish, who is now b'beis HaBaal. The Ran comments, according to the Rambam, you understand our sugya, the beis HaMa'alev very well. What happens if he gives hazman v'lonises? So normally the chachamim will impose a chiyuv mizonos. What happens if there's sanida? Do you understand the Gemara very well? In that case, there is no such imposition of chiyuv mizonos. Why is that true? The Rambam understands our Gemara very simply, because you cannot now fault the Baal for failure to continue with nisuin, because Nisuin is impossible. Not just simply, it's undesirable. Let's say, for example, the case the Gemara has. Cholahu chosehi. It's not that al-pidin nisuin is impossible. It just means that it will turn to the Baal and will say, why are you dragging your feet? Why don't you go through with the nisuin? He has a very legitimate amasla, right? Amil, shizil, I'll give you a very understandable reason why we're not getting married with full nisuin at this particular moment. Is that the case of Nida? Just simply that the Baal has a good time of that, you know, it's not desirable to have a chupas Nida. The Ran writes, according to the Rambam Shita, there's a world of difference between Chol and the case of Nida. In the case of Nida, it's impossible to have Nisuin, because the definition, according to the Rambam Nisuin, is Yichud HaRei Labiyah. Where do you see this? Is there anywhere where the Gemara spells this out? This Chiddush, the Rambam, that the Ran writes in Ardav, that the definition of Nisuin is Yichud HaRei Labiyah. So take a look for next year at the Mishnah. Here the Gemara deals with Tosefes Ksuva. And there the Mishnah quotes the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that writes that the view of Tosefes Ksuva is only min hanisuin, not from Erisin, but rather min hanisuin. And the Gemara then on Daf Nun Vav Haman Aleph raises the issue. If nichnas l'chupa u'persa nida, would there be a chiv of Tosefes Ksuva, or would there not? Maybe one could argue that, what do you mean? It was a chupa d'lochazi l'biya, and in such a case, there's no chiv as of yet of Tosefes Ksuva. That's where the Gemara spells out this possibility of yichud harei l'biya. So take a look at the Rush, right, in Parakeis and Vav. And take a look at the Ran, right? Tandav Chavez Mabez Nadav Yarif the Ramasul Persa. Is this just a detail of Tosefes Ksuva? After all, what is Tosefes Ksuva? Tosefes Ksuva is not a shibud that the Torah imposes. Tosefes Ksuva is a Yischagus Midas. Now, what do we say in the Ksuva? You're obligated to be Iker Ksuva, but Hosif Lamin Delay, and the husband on his own accord adds to pay. Tosefes Ksuva and the Dunya. So the Gemara says, when it comes to Yischaibos Midas of Tosefes Ksuva, then Yichud HaRei Labiyah. Is that just simply the Umdana in that case of Tosefes Ksuva? The only reason that I'm obligated to pay is I was Mechayiv myself. So I was only Mechayiv myself, right, in a case of full issues, Yichud HaRei Labiyah. And if Rav Manal Islam, the case is that it was a chupas nida, then the woman died, who said, the husband died, who said that he would be willing to give Tosefes Ksuva? Or is the Gemara telling us that no, that's not just simply detailed Tosefes Ksuva, that is the definition, right, of Nisuin. This is the Machlokas Rishon. So we'll have to discuss the Rambam Shita, then take a look, right, at that Ran and the Palamad Alf and Dabi Arif. Right, the other shittas that the Ran discusses in terms of definition, right, of Nisuin, and take a look at the Ramah, the Simin Nun Hei, right, in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam Shita, and then the Ramah mentions four other possibilities, right, in terms of definition of Nisuin. Okay, I alluded earlier to Yerodea Simin Shin Mem Beis. That also is a very important issue. The sugya that we'll get to fairly soon. Right, and Abdal Damadalov discusses a tragic case, Rahman Litzlan, where a person is getting married and they become an oven. And their difference is lalacha as to what occurred first. Was there Ishus first or was there Avelos first? So that's where this is discussed at length in Shimon Beis. What is the definition of Nisuin? That possibility. Take a look at the Mordechai in our sugya, where the Mordechai writes the possibility, as he mentioned earlier, that even earlier, the possibility of the Badeking being the Nisuin. Take a look at the Mordechai here in our sugya in Os Kuf Lamed Beis. All right, so we'll have to pick up. We won't have Shir tomorrow, but later we'll pick up on Tuesday. Okay, so try to go through these marmakomos, then we'll get to the definition of Nisuin, and then we'll start the first sugya of Higiyah Hazan.